addresses the nation. I'm Gage, and this is America Divided. Instead of the annual presidential State of the Union address, Sleepy Joe Biden decided to address the nation on the anniversary of the COVID-19 shutdown.
As we mark 1 year since everything stopped, a year ago, we were hit with a virus that was met with silence and spread unchecked, denials for days, weeks, then months.
It's funny because Joe Biden and all the rest of the Democrats seem to forget how it actually went. When COVID-19 hit America, in fact, President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence created Project Warp Speed, which in the first week, they implemented a travel ban where people from Europe and China, they couldn't come to America. And well, that was a good thing. But Democrats didn't like that. In fact, also, Dr. Fauci and Trump encouraged Americans to wear masks, and the Democrats came out and literally called him a racist and xenophobic. Then when we found out that COVID-19 not only has a 99.9% chance of survival, but on top of that, masks aren't effective, Trump started to roll back all of that and the Democrats switched sides. It's pretty funny just how Democrats forget how it actually happened.
Photos and videos from 2019 feel like they were taken in another era, the last vacation. The last birthday with friends, the last holiday with extended family.
Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that COVID-19 doesn't exist or it is not a deadly disease, because it has taken the life of some Americans. I don't think it's as many of Americans as they claim, but it has nonetheless taken the lives of some Americans. But the reason that when we look at a photo from 2019 or even early 2020, we think it was so distant is because we've been in a lockdown for so long, even though numbers of COVID-19 has just slowed down and really no one's really interested in COVID-19 anymore. People are living their lives as they need to see fit. And well, that's a good thing. But governors, Democrat governors in particular, have locked down states and they refuse to open back up to the public. And a lot of businesses have actually gone under. A lot of brick and mortar small businesses have gone under. Not just that, but Democrats have allowed millions of Americans to lose their jobs while they sit in their million-dollar mansions doing absolutely nothing.
2 months ago, this country didn't have nearly enough vaccine supply to vaccinate all or ever near all of the American public. We've been working with vaccine manufacturers, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, to manufacture and purchase hundreds of millions of doses.
And this point right here, it doesn't make any sense to me. He's saying they didn't have nearly as many doses. You want me to tell you the truth? Democrats for months and months and months, for the entire year of 2020, said that Donald Trump is not going to be able to provide a vaccine for COVID-19 in 1 year. They said it was going to take 2 to 3 to 5 years to even have an effective vaccine for COVID-19. They literally lied to everyone. They said that Trump was incompetent. They said he had no idea what he was doing. And what happened? Early December, Trump and Mike Pence rolled out the first vaccines in which Joe Biden consumed. And well, he forgets about that.
When I came into office, you may recall, I set a goal that many of you said was that kind of way over the top. I said I intended to get 100 million shots in people's arms in my first 100 days in office.
Donald Trump set a goal to have 100 million vaccines given in 100 days. That is 1 million vaccines a day. They crushed that goal, giving 1 million vaccines out every day up until Biden took office. I don't know why Joe Biden comes into office and suddenly this is his idea. Suddenly this is his achievement, because it is in no way, shape, or form his achievement. He sat in a blue room looking at screens, talking about God only knows what, posting on social media saying, yeah, this is our COVID conference. We're talking to the leading world experts. He didn't do a dang thing, okay? Trump and Pence worked their asses off to make sure that the vaccine was out to the public. And they did that. Joe Biden has no right to take credit for any of that because he had absolutely nothing to do with it. He was in his basement, apparently campaigning to his 20 plus supporters while they were actually getting work done.
And for all of you asking when things will get back to normal, here is the truth. The only way to get our lives back, to get our economy back on track, is to beat the virus. You've been hearing me say that for while I was running and the last 50 days I've been president.
No crap, Biden. Listen, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that. That is probably one of the simplest things that he has ever said. Yes, obviously the vaccine, but that I don't agree with that. The vaccine has a 99.9% chance of survival if you are below 60, and has like a 97.8 or 9% chance of survival if you're over 60. Those are just about as good odds as it's going to get. That's similar to the flu. That's similar to the cold, the common cold. I mean, hell, you can die from anything. And why do we need to be on lockdown for this invisible disease? Now, obviously, big tech isn't going to like me for saying this, and there's a big chance that this video will be suppressed. But listen, Joe Biden comes out, he acts like he's king shit, he acts like he's been in control all along, when in reality, no, he hasn't been. He hasn't done anything to help this vaccine. He hasn't done anything to help COVID-19. And now he's saying, well, we're only going to open back up once the vaccine is out and people have it. And this, what?
I need you. I need every American to do their part. I need you to get vaccinated when it's your turn and when you can find an opportunity. By July the 4th, there's a good chance you, your families and friends will be able to get together in your backyard or in your neighborhood and have a cookout and a barbecue and celebrate Independence Day. That doesn't mean large events with lots of people together, but it does mean small groups will be able to get together. This fight is far from order. From over, as I told the woman in Pennsylvania, I'll tell you the truth. A July 4th with your loved ones is the goal.
Joe Biden thinks that after all of this, we're going to have a 4th of July barbecue and then we're going to go back in. Like, this right here, who is it? Like, who is coming up with this stuff? Because I know it's not Joe Biden. Who is saying, you know what, Joe? Go out on national television and tell everyone that if you're on your best behavior, maybe we'll open up for July 4th. Maybe you can have a small barbecue in your backyard, but that's it, right? Who's telling him that's a good idea? Listen, I live in rural Maine, and most people in rural America are just completely disregarding any of this stupid regulation, any of what these politicians have to say, because they live on cloud nine. They have no clue about anything. They sit up on Capitol Hill. They have their thumbs up each other's asses all day. They kiss each other's asses. They don't do a darn thing. Okay, they're just sitting up there, posting tweets, trying to act like the social justice warrior. They have no concept on reality. And we have Joe Biden out here saying, oh, well, you know, July 4th, if you guys are on your best behavior, you can have a barbecue. You can have some hot dogs and some hamburgers with your cousins. What?
Getting back to normal depends on national unity. And national unity isn't just how politics and politicians vote in Washington. Unity is what we do together as fellow Americans. Because if we don't stay vigilant, and the conditions change, then we may have to reinstate restrictions to get back on track.
Isn't it funny that now that Joe Biden is the president, all of a sudden Democrats want unity? We've been saying this since the very beginning, especially after big tech censored our channel. They're calling for unity. They want to unify our nation. But that doesn't make any sense. They haven't wanted to unify anything all year long. Not even that, on the campaign trail. Joe Biden and Donald Trump literally divided this country. It wasn't really because of Donald Trump, it was because of the mainstream media and the Democrat Party. Any rational person hears what Trump says in the full context and understands and says, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Joe Biden doesn't. When the mainstream media is running any bad thing that Trump says, not even that, they're splicing good things that Trump says and editing them down to sound bad, that divides the country. Listen, other than BLM and a few other riots and protests that the liberals have put on, America has been very peaceful over the last 4 years. If it weren't for the social justice people and the liberals, the hard left liberals, our nation would be in peace right now. Sure, we're not all going to agree on the same things, but this is pure hypocrisy. Joe Biden is incompetent. Then he comes out and he says, if you guys aren't on your best behavior, we might be going into lockdown too. How does this sound like a good idea? If I had it my way, I'd say tomorrow, we're open up. Okay? Everything's back to normal. Because COVID-19, you can never completely kill a virus. You're never going to be able to say, oh, that's gone. Ever. We can't shut down our economy for the next 10 years. We can't tell people to go home, stay inside for the next 10 years. We can't say that. Not even, I know that's an over-exaggeration, but not even another year. Not even 6 months. We need things to go back to normal now. And no, I'm not saying by wearing masks. We need things to go back to normal right now. And if Joe Biden wants to have a successful administration, which, by the way, he hasn't had, it's a hot mess, then he needs to listen to what a majority of America wants, not what the social justice Twitter warriors want, the rainbow-haired freaks of the world. But I've been Gage, and I'm signing off.